First of all, then, you're marking this 50th anniversary of the encyclical Mater Magister by Pope John the 23rd. It's incredible looking at it, how current it seems to be, how contemporary it seems to be, isn't it?
Yes, and this morning when I was listening to the speakers, I said, my goodness, 50 years have passed, and he was like a prophet talking about things that are very very of today, and I'm enthusiastic about this. I know that the Holy Spirit is always active in the church, but especially in the teachings of the church, of the popes.
This is not just about looking back, though, is it, 50 years? It's about how to tackle these very serious problems today.
Especially regarding the financial system. You know, we entered like in a labyrinth that is taking us from crisis to crisis. I don't see that we have overcome the financial crisis of 2 years ago. The Pope was denouncing that, and I agree with him totally. The financial system, the international financial system, seems to be trapped in a trap of egoism and selfishness that is only looking to a small amount of countries in the world and excluding the majority.
And yet you and other church leaders are very active in trying to make the church's voices heard at the highest levels of the international financial system. What else can you do?
Well, I think that the main subject of this meeting of today is to taking the social doctrine of the church not only to the big leaders of the world but the public opinion, that the most of the people, I would say the voters, who are the ones who have voice in front of the politicians, could understand this and put it into practice.
You're also celebrating some very great achievements, aren't you, at the local level amongst local churches, local dioceses, looking at best practice and ways in which these can be spread around the continents.
Yes, yes. And I think that when all the movements, all the schools of social doctrine, all the social pastorals of the church in the world could build a network, it could be more influent in society, and we need that.
Can you give us some specific examples of what you see as real progress, real achievements in this field?
Yes, yes. I will talk about an experiment that has been done in Mexico, and you see that the entrepreneurs are the ones who support the school of social doctrine of the church. And in a way so that it started making now public opinion, and they are also giving scholarships to lay men and women of other countries, and they can come there and find new horizons. And I learned that, for instance, they had Cubans, people who are receiving this kind of scholarships, and that will bear fruit.